Welcome to The Lunch Date, a show dedicated to social wellness, where we encourage taking an active part in improving relationships by discussing healthy communication, setting boundaries, importance of positive and social interaction, and so much more. So let me be your Tuesday afternoon lunch date. Hello everyone, welcome. It is March the 22nd. I am actually pre-recording because I have an engagement that came up at the last minute, or that I didn't recognize was a Tuesday and I thought was a different day of the week. So for that reason, I am pre-recording again, but don't dismay people. This is just me making sure that the show still runs versus canceling it. So whenever I have a conflict in my schedule, I want to make sure that I still do give you guys at least a 30-minute or 45-minute discussion about something related to social wellness. So today's show is going to be a little bit shorter, or possibly shorter, because I say that and then it ends up being just as long as any other show. So just remember, even though I am not live, I still will be reviewing over the week the hashtag RS lunch date. So if you hashtag me at Twitter, I'll specifically be looking on there. I'm going to try to see if I can get a little bit more interactive on some of my other social media. So that will be my goal over the next few weeks, to give you guys the same hashtag, but just on the different social media pages that I am currently a part of. So with that being said, I want to kind of talk about what today's show will look like. I am still going to do our communication tip. I am going to kind of preference what we talked about last week in terms of relationships and the different conversations you may have at different stages. And I'm going to talk about one of the effective tools of communicating and how it doesn't matter what stage or what part of relationship you're in, how important it is to have this skill. And then we're going to talk a little bit about some self-care and some, which you guys know is my favorite topic, which is about really getting an opportunity to have a relationship with me. I'm going to give you guys an example of what I did last week that I think is an awesome example of how sometimes you need to do things to take care of yourself that are not including other people, and or in preparation for including other people in your day. So I'm going to talk about a relationship with me. And then our topic for today is actually going to be our professional relationships. So the last few weeks has either been social relationships that are more intimate, but I want to talk about our relationships in our workplace and somewhat some boundaries and or relationship techniques, as well as the importance of having certain types of personalities within your professional development or your professional work life. So I'm going to hopefully do that within 30 minutes, or like I said, if it goes over, no more than 45. So I want to start with our communication tip, which is going back to what we talked about a little bit last week in terms of the conversations that we have at different stages in relationships. And I wanted to talk about a point that I think is really important, is being strong enough to make your stand and what I mean by that is not saying that you are being angry or mean, but being willing to say that in communication, I can listen, I can hear, and I can give feedback, but I have to be able to make sure that I'm articulating exactly what I feel so that the other party is aware of it and or is clear on the boundaries that I am trying to put in place. So some of those conversations that we talked about last week, I really think I thought about how it would feel if you weren't in a position in your relationship to feel comfortable enough to communicate. And the reality is that this is where it's important that each party demonstrates the ability to speak their mind without hurting another person's feeling. So you want to make sure that you have a strong sense of self, you have a strong sense of what you feel, and when you are struggling to identify what you feel, take the break you need to assess what may have come up in the conversation versus just responding and either attacking or defending, or feeling as if you're defending yourself, when in reality it could be something that you need to deal with related to the conversation and not what you're feeling. So you really need to evaluate what will make me feel safe enough to have a conversation and or to express exactly how I feel without feeling that I will either be attacked and or won't be received. So things like, am I going to have to yell? If you have to yell in a conversation, then most likely the two of you have established a communication pattern that isn't healthy, and or you are struggling with controlling your anger and your emotions around the subject. So really what that means is you may need to take a break. You may need to step back and say, look, in order for us to really be healthy and in order for us to really make sure that we are having this conversation so that both of us can get something out of it, let me take a break and I'll come back and I'll assess exactly what it is that I wanted to make sure that I got across. So remember, prepare yourself in any conversation, but make sure that you are able to express yourself in a way that is healthy, articulating your feelings, and clearly giving both parties the opportunity to communicate. So when those things can't happen, take a break. It's okay to say that this isn't the best time to have a conversation, or isn't the best time for me to have the conversation. And then take responsibility for whatever you have done unhealthy within the communication style. So yelling, screaming, fighting, and then try again. So I hope that communication tip is helpful. Make sure you have the skills to express yourself and to make sure that you have the healthiest way to articulate exactly what it is you're feeling. So you can do this, people. I know that some of the communication things seem impossible without an example, but the reality is that most of us know exactly what I mean when it comes to temperaments and anger and expressing our feelings so that the other party doesn't get hurt. So just remember, be kind, people. So again, for those of you who know that even though I am taping, I am still going to be specifically looking at the hashtag RS lunch date. And that will be on my Twitter account. So feel free to go there, hashtag it, and ask questions, make comments, any tips that you want to offer in regards to social wellness. If it's intimate relationships, but today we're going to talk about professional relationships. We're talking about friendships. Just make sure that you interact with me and feel free to comment and or email me. If you guys are not comfortable enough to put your question on the a public forum, you can also reach me at Sharia@radiantsunshine.org. Just make sure in the subject line you put RS lunch date, so that way I know that it's specifically about a question or statement that you would want me to address, and either address in our upcoming shows or even via email. All right, so relationship with me. So as you guys know, as we continue to grow, there's no set format on how the relationship with me will go. It's more about discovering or exploring self-love and the importance of self-love within your relationships and how important it is to make sure you take care of yourself. So over this past week, maybe past few weeks, I have been extremely busy doing a number of different things, which are all exciting and all very important to my ultimate goals, which is to service and also to make sure that my business is in a position where even if I were to step back and do less direct work, it would still run successfully. So with all that being said, it's exhausting and draining, and at times I get to the point where I don't stop working. And last week, what I realized was that I'm not alone, and that a lot of people spend a lot of time doing a million different things for either themselves or a million other people, and what they don't do is take a moment to enjoy nothingness and to enjoy being and enjoy time with yourself and exploring what things you like to do. So last week I had the opportunity to take a break, and it was a middle of the week break, which I thought was awesome because I may actually start to incorporate that into a ongoing habit or part of my schedule. Well, what I did was I actually took myself out on a date. It was unofficial. It started off as I was going to go with my husband to his job, and then instead I ended up at the movies. And boy, what a beautiful accident in terms of really getting that opportunity to not think about anything, to select the movie that is matches up with my personality and my interest. And I went to see, for those who didn't haven't seen it, I went to see London Has Fallen. So I really like action movies. I like especially when I'm not trying to think and or trying to analyze what's going on in the world. I really like action movies and those movies that are like superheroes and kind of like Marvel-based kind of movies. So really, I enjoy not thinking but enjoying a movie that will give you an action pack and or a storyline that's surrounding superhero slash underlying story that has nothing to do with my personal life. And so I got the opportunity to go to the movies, and I realized that I hadn't really taken myself out in a very long time. I do get the opportunity to go out with my husband or my friends, and that's is very important, and I enjoy all of those times. But this was just me in the movies, just me picking or choosing popcorn versus candy and getting some. Actually, I have this new fetish of enjoying cucumber water, so I have my own water, and just being able to like enjoy time with myself and not think about what I have to get done, who I have to call, who I have to help, where I have to meet people. It was really just an opportunity for me to really enjoy myself in a setting that wasn't about trying to think about who I am, what I contribute to the world, but really just fun. And so I suggest that when we are talking about a relationship with ourselves, that we consider taking care of ourselves is also including dating ourselves. And so earlier, when we talked about the format of self-love and self-care, we always talk about things that can, like massages or things that sometimes will cost a lot and or that are with other people. But the reality is that taking yourself out on a date, even if it's not the movies, to lunch, on a car ride, just do something that is about really celebrating some time with yourself, not thinking about analyzing yourselves or the good and bad, or thinking about what you did right or didn't do right. Just time to enjoy, sit back, relax, and I guarantee that that will be a method to strengthening your sense of self and also identifying the things that you really like. So just remember, people, that if you are expecting to be in a healthy relationship of any type, friendship, intimacy, partnership, whatever type, business, you definitely have to make sure that you take care of yourself and that you are the priority first to make sure that your best self can be in any relationship. So it's really important that you take yourself out. So if you haven't done it in a while, look through, go to movies.com, look at your closest movie theater, check out what type of movies you like and what's playing, and then don't think about it, just go and just enjoy. All right. So, like I said, today's topic, because we are pre-recorded, is going to be a lot quicker, but I wanted to talk professionally about what type of relationships you need and or can strengthen yourself professionally. And so when I'm talking about this, I want everyone to remember that this is about professional, which is very different than emotional and excuse me, emotional social relationships that deal with more intimacy. So there are some things that we do in our professional relationships that we would never do, or there are some ways that we seek out certain relationships that we would never probably do in other types of relationships. But in professional arms area, we get the opportunity to network. And so let me talk about that word, networking. So I realized the other day I was having a conversation with someone about networking, and I told them that I just absolutely hate it. And when I thought about it afterwards, I realized that it's not so much that I hate networking, as that I hate when it feels like you are trying to sell yourself and or trying to present a product to a person, and even that product being yourself, as a means of getting something from another person. And what I do prefer is an authentic networking. And I think if I look at it that way, and the word authentic for me means transparent and more vulnerable, as well as a give and take, so that both parties can benefit from the type of relationship. I think that it's all ultimately very important for us to network when we do it in a way that's real towards our goals and towards the goals of others. So we are to be supportive, but we also need to support. So I do think that once I change the thinking around how I see networking is probably more beneficial, because if you tell me, oh, we're going to a network party, or we need to do some networking, I'm less likely to go just because you use that word. Versus if you tell me that we're going to have a brunch, or we're going to have a women's brunch that is about supporting each other, I'm more likely to go to something where the wording and, well, the wording is more comforting and or reciprocal, where we both are getting something out of it. So, that being said, let me talk about some of the relationships that I think that in a professional setting and in your career, they're almost the most important, if not the most important roles that you will need. And being able to really look at how do I get to these people in my life. So the first one is obviously a mentor. Or a type of relationship that's targeted because you guys have an identified industry or similarity in industry that allows for you to learn or grow with me having that relationship with that other person. So I like to think of it as a mentor or unofficial mentor for those who don't take on mentors. So you may not be in a relationship where you get daily or weekly or monthly meetings, but you are in a relationship where you actually are learning from that person's past professional behavior and or what they're doing now. So that relationship is very targeted and is very you searching out a person who represents what you are looking towards doing or feel like can benefit you and grow you as an individual in your field. So, although it may not be a mentor, it may just be someone where you can actually kind of, I guess, model your style after, or model in, or even connecting with them in a way that allows you to be exposed to them more frequently. So even if it's not in a mentor setting, it's a volunteer setting, it's an opportunity for you to really look at how that person is continuing their success. And then also, if you get the chance, people, make sure you ask really clear questions about what they've done that has been helpful, what they've done that has not been helpful, and that way you can kind of start to learn based off of that relationship without it being strictly a mentoring relationship. And I do like the fact that with some mentoring relationships, you get an opportunity to help that person see where the field is currently and giving feedback and to educate them on what's going on right now. So just make sure you have some relationships that are really targeted on who you want to be based off of seeing someone who's already there. The other relationship that I thought about is a transactional relationship where you actually are either going to be the person who provides a service, the person who provides a skill, so almost in a consulting and or service provider to a person. So you need relationships where you are needed. And when I think of this language, a lot of people go straight to entrepreneurship when that's not the truth, because even in employment or employment at a job, you are needed in a role. So the reality is that whatever your manager or supervisors need, they are actually in a relationship where you're providing a service that they need. So making sure that you strengthen those relationships, make sure that they're authentic, that you all you make sure that you get what you need, so you get the pay that you need, you get the benefits that you need, so the time off, insurance, things like you may need that are included in providing a service for someone. So making sure that you have relationships that are very much about you providing a service in order to be compensated, whatever compensation means for you in terms of your profession. Then you have those in-between relationships or relationships that can take you from one place to another. So these are like tentative or temporary relationships that you may have, and how you identify these really is about where this person can connect you to something else. So, for example, this is where maybe you have a friend or a past colleague or coworker that calls you up and says, "Hey, they're looking for such and such job. Let me connect you to them. Or do you mind if I submit your resume for?" Right? So they're actually a relationship that is really specific to getting you to provide a service and connecting you to something else. So these relationships, the good thing about them is that you can maintain them in different ways. So you can have friendships with these individuals, you can have social outings with these, but they see you also as a professional first, and they know what you can do professionally. So this needs to be someone that has worked with you, has seen your work in action, has sort of given you an opportunity to shine in a volunteer role, in a role where you've done some supportive work for them. So you are actually providing a service to someone who might be able to then connect you to a relationship that may be more permanent. And so these are important because this means that we have to be really mindful of the bridges that we burn. So I watch people cut people off all the time. And believe me, there's plenty of times where we do have to make the decision that someone should not be in our lives or set different boundaries. But what I like to do is shift boundaries to fit the need of where the relationship is at the time. And really, what that means is allowing a person to still be in my life in a way that's suitable to both our needs or both of our styles in terms of communicating. So don't burn bridges that can eventually get you connected to something else or something more. And I'm not saying that you stay in relationships that are unhealthy. I'm not saying any of that. But I am saying be really mindful of burning bridges professionally, so that because you don't know who you will see again, either going up or coming down. So, and I can speak for my field. We are extremely small. And although we think we are extremely large, depending on the areas or how long you've been in a certain area, you start to work with the same 20, 30, 40, 100 people. And if not, you're connected to someone who's connected to someone who's connected to you. And imagine if you burn the wrong bridge, how easily it would be to set up a reputation where people don't want to work with you. So, and the last one I think is to me the most important, because it offers a really valuable long-term and long-lasting relationship. So this is someone who might have either been a mentor or a peer that you worked with that you continue through your journey, regardless of jobs or different areas or different organizations. You continue through your journey to maintain a relationship that you trust them professionally. So you do things like offer feedback, get feedback. This relationship you sometimes will weigh on the air, like possibly don't do too much transactions where you actually are working on behalf of each other, but you're trusted in terms of decisions, possibly giving feedback to a current situation because you guys have work experience that matches each other. And then you are also forming a real relationship with this person. So I think this last person is actually becoming not just a colleague, but now becoming a friend, because you have the opportunity to have worked with them and to have going through different parts of your career and communicate different concerns or different obstacles that you may have experienced, and you begin to trust them, and you trust them with the information and also to give you good feedback related to what they know has worked in the past or working currently. And so the good thing about this relationship is not that you just trust them, but they trust you. So this is the relationship that is a give and take at all times. So they call you and say, "Hey, I'm not doing really well at work. I'm looking for something new. I know I've been here for 5 years, and you know that because we've been friends for 20 years, and this is my third job within the last 5 years. You think I should move, or you think I should stay? What are your thoughts about?" So you can have real feedback because they have a long-term experience with where you've been professionally. I personally think that it's important to have at least one of these trusted relationships within your field, and if not, at least one of these trusted relationships with someone who is very aware of what you do professionally and how you do it professionally, so that they can offer real support that benefits you as well as the same with them, right? So I have one girlfriend who, although she's not in human services or in therapy or counseling or training or any of those areas that I work, she's actually really abreast at all the things that I've done and the things that I do. So when I talk to her about where I'm at, I know that I'm going to get legitimate feedback. And also, because she knows me personally, she can also offer a sense of, "I know that this doesn't fit you," or, "It does fit you based off of who you are." So I really think it's important that this last one, the trusted relationship, be someone within your field, but they don't have to be. And because they don't have to be, you can start looking at friends if you don't realize who this person is now, that you kind of always talk about your job with, that you always talk about your career with, and then they also do the same. Remember, a trusted relationship, regardless of the type, is going to have to be a give and take. If you are the only one always talking about your job, then this isn't your trusted relationship. That's your sounding board, and you're venting to them, and most likely they won't have a lot of insight because they're just really listening and trying to get you through the conversation versus on it. So I just really think that it's important that you have this type of relationship so that you can continue to grow and develop. All right, so those are the relationships that I thought that were really important professionally. So when we think about our mentoring relationship or a relationship that you target where you can learn from a person who's already professionally where you want to be, sort of an in-between relationship, someone who can connect you because they've worked with you and or seen your work, and they can connect you to something more permanent. So they're a little bit temporary. They come and go, but they are always opportunities for you to make those relationships. A relationship where you are actually providing a service and providing a service for a compensation. So you're actually working for them and or consulting and or coaching, whatever it is that you're doing, you're providing a service to get to get something in return. And last but definitely not least, the relationship that's trusted and gives you a sense of, "I can not only just be a sounding board, but they can offer legitimate feedback," and vice versa. You can do the same with them, and they know that they can rely on your expertise in them and where they've been professionally to help them make good decisions and to help them know that they are not alone in a decision on their own. So I hope that's helpful. So today's topic really was about social wellness within the workplace, but also within our profession. So I don't even want to say within the workplace because I think I want to do something a little bit more specific to boundaries in our relationships with our coworkers. But for that one, I just want us to kind of think about the different types of relationships we might need in order for us to be our healthiest selves in different sets in our professionals, in our profession, excuse me. So today's self-love, which is my favorite, but not always the most important. So the self-love tip today was to make sure you take yourself out on a date here and there where it's just you and it's just something that has nothing to do with analyzing or thinking, just having a good time and having some fun and remembering that that is enough sometimes. And then our communication tip was to remember that you have to make sure you are comfortable in articulating what you feel and maintaining what you feel, but also being respectful and kind and offering the other person the opportunity to understand or gauge what you really mean by what you feel. So I hope today's show, although shorter, is helpful. You guys, please continue to listen. I do notice that we have a growing audience, so I'm excited, and that always makes me excited. I made some announcements last week that I want to kind of go over real quickly just to make you guys equally as excited as I am. I did talk briefly about the RS Women Enrichment Community, and I'm going to just again give you an idea of what will be offered so that you guys can be prepared for May and get excited, because I am training an awesome coach to assist me. I'm hoping to get at least two more coaches within the next 3 months. So I'm excited because it will be me, but you'll be able to work with a lot of different women who believe that it's important that we support ourselves, but also women who have worked to guide and or coach in some setting, so that way they can help you and continue to grow our community. Because I'm already talking it into a community that's larger than anything that I could imagine. So I'm just excited. So let's talk about what you'll get. So under the membership, you will have access to blogs, articles, videos, and courses that will help you develop a positive well-being. You will have an opportunity to do activities surrounding improving how you view yourself, building self-esteem and or self-image, and then just overall wellness and just so much more than what I can probably articulate in words. I have already up on the site over 100 transformational resources that are blogs, articles, different websites, different audios and videos. So you'll have hours of videos, video trainings that I've done previously or that I'll be doing over the next few months. You'll have access to at least 5 webinars each year that will be surrounding our social wellness wheel and excuse me, our RS wellness wheel. You'll have monthly coaching with me for a full year. So you'll have each month I'll be doing a coaching call and or Google Hangout that will allow for you guys to get an experience for us to really talk about a subject that might be going on in the community and or something that's going on in the world, and we want to make sure that we talk about how it's affecting us as women. And then you also still have access to what is going to be called the groups within our community, and those groups within our community will be something each week that will be interactive, offer you some form of guide for wellness or improving your quality of life. So those will really, you'll really get the opportunity to do activities and see activities that you can use and come back to when you have the, if you don't have the time during that week, you can always come back because they'll be on there or in the community. You also have access to the vision board that I keep up each year for the development page. So you'll have access to that for free. You'll have access to a personal development course as well as a career development course. And for those people who are interested in further coaching individually, so you will have at least 10% off. You'll have 25% off of our actual annual women's retreat and conferences. So it's just a lot of good things being offered. I'm just excited. And when you guys hear the price, because I'm not announcing the price yet, when you hear the price, it is so affordable for what you're going to get that I almost think that I'm giving it away in a sense, because it's just my opportunity to share with women who may not be able to afford either by time or finances to go to a coach and or have the opportunity to have insurance that will pay for coaching or therapy. This is that opportunity for you to have a place to go to that will be one amount a year, and you'll have access to it for the entire year. So I'm just excited, and I think as women, we are here to support and to guide each other and to help each other, and I really hope that you guys are get as excited as I am now. Again, it's called RS Women Enrichment Community. The website is rsdevelopment.org, and you can email me, tweet me any questions you have, and hopefully Well, not hopefully. I will definitely have prices released by the 1st of May. And so I'm excited because I'm going to be working with someone that I feel will be an excellent coach to make sure we do some videos to release some excitement videos for you guys on my page. All right. So that being said, I want you guys to be well. Remember that social wellness is extremely important, that it starts with us taking care of ourselves, and taking care of ourselves will lead to ultimately healthy relationships. So remember, self-love always is the foundation of a healthy interaction. So be well, and I will see you guys next week.